Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We've been in the business helping injured people for over 30 years. Brad Pollock and myself, I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We do the show every week. It's an injury show to teach you and educate you, give you information to give you a level playing field with the insurance company once you've been injured. Hope you don't get injured, but if you do, you need information, and you need it now, and you can get it right here, Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, is an information-loaded website. It's all designed for you. There's a button there you can go. If you go to championsofthepeople.com, you can hit the button, and there's one button, what you need to know, what exactly you need to know with your first phone call to the adjuster, whether you call the adjuster or the adjuster from the insurance company calls you, what do you need to know? What information do you need to know? What can you do? What are your rights? What forms do you have to fill out? And more importantly, what forms you don't have to fill out, but they're going to get you to, or try to get you to, or try to make you to, and try to be persuasive by telling you, hey, you know, we really can't adjust your claim. You can't expect us to pay you. You can't expect us to value your situation, your claim, unless you sign our, quote, few forms, end quote. Well, we've done a show on that. We've done many shows on that, but you can go there. There's that one button there. And also, there's another button that you can hit right now on championsofthepeople.com as to what you need to do right now before an accident ever happens. We don't ever wish an accident happened on you or anybody, but what do you need to do right now to protect yourself? And there's a button that you can hit there and listen to all that and be educated and read about it and see about it. You can also call us. This show is to give you information. This show is to empower you. Because I tell you what, Brad and I've said it many times, the insurance company for the at-fault party, the person who injured you, who hit you, the insurance company has their own attorneys. Don't think they don't. They've got their own law firms. They've got their own doctors. Who do you have? And so it's nice to have somebody where you can go to, we can discuss your rights, give you a free initial consultation, which includes a free legal game plan. We've got all our years of experience packed into this legal game plan. It's designed for you, your case, your injuries, your situation, your type of accident, and your injuries and damage. Whether you're going to have surgery, that's a different situation. We've said it before. Okay, today we're talking about low back injuries. Our typical example, you've been injured in a motor vehicle collision, a car collision, a truck car collision. You've got low back injuries. And you know, Brad, then the insurance company says to you, for the at-fault party says, you know, we don't want to pay you, or we're going to pay you less, or maybe nothing, because you had a pre-existing condition, or we think your low back condition is soft tissue, and so it's not worth very much.
Right. It's kind of interesting on how they want to work their cases, but before we get to that, we have to understand that the low back does take an impact, especially in rear-end accidents, and you have to pay attention to the fact that when you have a rear-end accident, a rear-end collision, your low back also gets thrown back and forth in the seat. You don't think about that because cars are built really to hold our bodies up against the seat, but they're built to hold the upper part of our body basically when you have the seat belts. The neck will go back and forth because there's nothing that holds that. That's why we have more neck injuries than we used to have, because with seat belts actually facilitate neck injuries. They cause the neck to whip back and forth. But the back is also going forward. If you look, when you're getting hit, the bottom part of your body, the lower part, the lumbar, is going back and forth. It's taking a sudden jolt. And when it takes that sudden jolt, it's going to, there's a strong chance you're going to have some pain and you're going to have some injury in the lumbar area of your body, the back.
Right. And when you're talking about a low back condition, you know, a lot of these insurance companies, we've done shows before, but we've got a revised show coming up on how they try to beat you and defeat you. But we give you these from time to time on these shows. This is what this show is about. But we're going to have a consolidated show coming up. But on low back injuries, you have to know. Your attorney has to know what the mechanism of injury is. And Brad was just talking about it. Because if you got to know what the mechanism of injury is, what does that mean? What that means is if you're rear-ended, everybody knows, all the accident reconstructionists, all the engineers, all the doctors know that when you're rear-ended, then your car is thrust forward. The lower back of your seat slams into your low back, whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not, you're probably not sitting flush against the back seat. Therefore, it slams into your back. Your head accelerates and decelerates rapidly. It can cause very serious injury. hopefully, if you're injured, it just goes away. It might resolve, and hopefully it does. But you need to understand and be able to prove the mechanism of injury. Brad, that's one thing, and that deals with the low back. But body position in the car is very important. You need to know these things to be able to prove your claim. So you need to know the mechanism of injury. But, Brad, let's talk a little bit about what happens when the body position, if you're turned one way or the other, or if you hit on a T-bone collision from the side, your body position might be torqued in one way or the other, which might exacerbate the injury.
Sure. Once again, when you start looking at the human body and you realize how the spinal cord is made to move, and that's where you have to start with for the low back, because the low back, the spinal cord runs obviously from your neck right down to the lower part of your back. And if you start looking, the spinal cord is made to move frontwards and backwards more than sides. Anybody from, you know, start dealing with it, you know, birth on, you can tell that the body has much more flexibility going frontwards and backwards and bending over to touch your toes, bending over to pick things up, than you can sideways. You can't go sideways and pick something up. You tip over. But you can go frontwards because your body is made to allow that kind of flexion. Now, what happens is if you have your body twisted at all in the seat, if you've got your body twisted to get something out of the passenger seat, if you've got your body twisted for any reason, or like you said, on a T-bone, the impact's coming from the side. Now you're having an involuntary and very forceful movement of your body, which is forcing you to go against the forces or against the bone structure that's in your body. And when that happens, what that's going to do is that's going to tear muscles, it's going to tear ligaments, it may break bones, and it's going to cause a great deal of pain because now your body has done something it's not meant to do, and it's been caused that way by a short, sudden impact that really is milliseconds when it's hitting you.
Right.
But it's a very forceful, powerful force that's making your body do that.
Right. If you've ever seen some of these crash dummies in these accidents, even a low speed accident can accelerate your body forward a lot. Backwards and forwards can impact the low back. And then we're talking about body position. We're talking about what you need to know to be able to prove your claim. Listen, if you're injured in a car accident and you go to the doctor, and Brad, we see this all the time, you go to the doctor and you say, I was injured in a car wreck yesterday, today, last week, whatever, and my low back is killing me. Okay, so they might do an X-ray, they might do an MRI, but they're probably going to give you pain medication, muscle relaxants. Why muscle relaxants? To try to relax the muscles. And that's where the insurance company attacks you. They say you only have a muscle problem, a muscle injury. And we're going to get into more of this later in the show. But you only have a muscle injury, so it's probably going to heal. And if it didn't heal, you're probably lying about it or faking it because it probably should heal. Well, some of them don't heal. Many of them don't heal forever. And that's the problem. They put you into this box, this category. It's like a computer that defaults to a certain program or defaults to a certain position, and they default to the fact that you're making this up or you couldn't be hurt that bad or probably going to go away or it should go away. And you need to be able to prove this. So one of the things we're telling you today, you got to prove it by the mechanism of injury. You got to prove it by the body position. You know, Brad, we've talked before, when you got your head turned, maybe you're at stop sign, maybe people something getting out of the glove box, maybe they're reaching over on the seat to get anything, mail, whatever, your body's in a different position, it's not properly anatomically aligned, and that's the body position that you need to know about.
Sure, and you've got to even realize, even if you're sitting straight, and you think, well, I got hit while I was straight on, your seatbelt comes across, and it does cause that part of your body to stop first. So you're going to have a twisting motion quite often just from the impact of a rear-end accident. It's going to cause the right side of your body, the side towards the passenger, if you're the driver, to twist towards the outside of the car as that force comes in because the seatbelt has stopped you from going straight forward. Now, if your airbags deploy, that could be a difference. But most of the time when you get hit from the back end, your airbags aren't going to deploy. A lot of times airbags don't even deploy when you get hit from the front.
Right, exactly.
And really you shouldn't judge the force of an impact by whether or not the airbags deploy. But now your body goes through a twisting motion. And that twisting motion, coupled with what's gone on in your life, and more than likely the fact as you get older, you're going to have some form of stenosis, and I'm sure we'll be getting into that, narrowing of the of the spinal cord canal. As that happens, you're going to realize that you've got some, you're going to start feeling pain. This is not a natural way for your body to be twisted. It's not a way you twist it every day. You didn't get a chance to limber up or stretch or get ready for the impact or do any kind of exercises. So you can't even compare it to, well, when I go play sports, this happens to me, because that's something you prepare for. You don't get a chance to get yourself stretched out before a car accident.
Right. And so the rapid acceleration, deceleration, the body mechanics, the body position is all critical with regard to how you got injured. That's what's in our legal game plan. One of the parts of our legal game plan for you is we look into exactly those things. How were you injured? Why is this different than a different situation? Why does this affect you? What's your medical history? What's your pre-existing condition? And then as to other parts of liability, was the driver drunk? Was the at-fault driver speeding? Those sort of things. And the insurance company is going to try to get this information from you. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can listen to these shows. You can listen to all of our podcasts. You can see our video casts. We can give you the information. You can call us. You can come in for a free initial consultation. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have over 30 years of experience each, helping injured people put their lives back together again. This show is for you. We are your champions of the people, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We got offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. In the mountains, it's 970-870-8989. We go all over the state of Colorado. We do injury cases of all kinds, workers' compensation cases, car crash cases, big ones, medium ones, small ones, and we do them well. Put our years of experience to work for you. All you have to do is go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's all there for you. All of your choices, it's like a cafeteria style. You can pick what you like. You can see what you like and get any of our free books as well. You can download them or we'll send you a hard copy. Today, we're talking about your low back injury. It's bad enough when you're rear-ended. It's bad enough when you think, I'm just going to suck it up. I'm not going to go to the emergency room. They're going to try to use that against you. I'm going to go home. And the next morning, it's killing you. That night, it's killing you. Go to the doctor. And so they're going to try to home in on what is the particular problem. And we're going to cover later in the show, it may be a muscle-related injury. It may be more than that. It may be nerve-related or neurological-derived. And that's important to know. Why? That makes a difference in your claim. So, Brad, we talked about in the first part of the show, body position, body mechanics, mechanism of injury. let's talk a little bit about, you know, the injury itself. You got to get in and figure out what's wrong with the back. You can't just say, I have a low back injury. Oh, well.
Well, sure. And this, once again, has a lot to do with what the person is like who got hurt. You know, we all sit around and, you know, Gary, it's funny because we can talk about the difference in 10 years in the NFL, and we can talk about how younger players bounce back faster than older players from an injury or from an impact, and how younger players feel better within days after a game where older players take longer to recover.
Right.
And we all accept it and go, oh, that's it. But we still say those injuries were caused by the football game. That pain and that problem they're going through was caused by the football game. We don't look and say, well, it's actually really caused because you have spinal stenosis and you have some condition.
Or
degenerative disc disease, and your body just wasn't able to take the impact as well. Well, we all know bodies change. Bodies are different. And because of that, when we talk about what happens to a person in a car accident, we have to recognize and understand that when that crash occurs, we take the person as we find them. And the person normally, as they get older, is going to have some form of degenerative disc disease. And it's funny when I say older because, you know, by the time you're 30, you're experiencing some form.
Oh, yeah, maybe sometime in the early 20s or before, yeah.
In the early 20s, that's right. You're starting to degenerate. Your discs are starting to dry up. They're going to start shrinking. That's why as we get older, we get smaller, we get shorter because we have some shrinkage in our discs, in our spinal cord, and you're going to have stenosis, which means there's a narrowing of that canal. Normally, you go through life without much problems, and you don't feel it. You don't have any problems. Your body adjusts. You adjust. Everything's fine. You don't really know you got a problem till bam.
Right.
In a crash, all of a sudden, your body is torqued, has motion, has sudden jolts, has things happening to it that never would have happened and doesn't happen in regular or ordinary life.
Right. So don't let the insurance company convince you, and they're going to go after you by saying you have degenerative disc disease, or you have osteophytes, or you have pre-existing arthritis. So that's your problem. It's not our problem. It's not the accident's problem. It's not our insured, the at-fault party who ran into you at 35 miles an hour. It's because of your makeup. There's ways, legal ways, that you need to approach this because that's not exactly true. But they try to convince you of that. We're not going to pay you because you had degenerative disc disease. You had arthritis, and that's your problem because all those conditions usually are dormant. Non-symptomatic, asymptomatic until boom, and then you're hit, and then they become symptomatic. That's the issue. That's the problem. So don't let them convince you because you had a pre-existing condition of arthritis or any other thing they want to bring up, a narrowing of the canal at the neck, stenosis of the canal at the neck, and we're talking about low back injuries. Don't let them convince you have no claim. But you have to home in on what Brad and I are talking about today. You have to focus in what's wrong with the back. You know, Brad, sometimes people, we see them all the time, they go to their doctor, they say my low back hurts, so the doctor first gives them pain medication and muscle relaxants, but the doctor doesn't exactly know at that visit everything that's wrong, because if you go back and you say, doctor, and this is a big one, doctor, you know, I was in this car accident, I injured, my low back is killing me, but my legs are killing me, and I don't think I injured my legs, and that's a nerve-related issue with a neurological incident, you know, it might be called radiculopathy. You might injure the disc or the nerve roots at L4, L5, S1. You need to know that, Brad, and you need to understand that for the claim because that's a whole different claim.
Well, sure. You go back to the anatomy of your body when you're in biology, and you remember that out of your spinal cord runs the nerves. These nerves are running down into different parts of your body. On the upper part, they're running into your shoulders, your arms, your hands, down into those parts, your fingers, into those parts of your body. It all comes from the spinal cord. Down on the lower part, it's running out of the lower parts coming out of the spinal cord also, and it's going into your legs and into your feet. And so when you start feeling this radiating pain, you need to take heed of that and recognize, you know, you're going to find, first of all, you've got to pay attention to, Gary, what I call the distracting injury. And in the emergency room, the doctors talk about it all the time. You've had this injury, and when you've had this crash, your adrenaline starts pumping. You get endorphins that are helping to manage the pain in your body. And so you may not even realize you're hurt for a while. You may be able to do a lot of stuff and realize, man, I've got a lot of pain, and I've got an injury. It could take days. It really could.
Right.
Now, in addition to that, you've got to understand that if you get in the accident and the car crash comes and all of a sudden you've got a huge blow to the head, or you've got a problem, a terrible problem with your neck, or your arm has been severely injured or broken, you may not feel or understand that back pain. And that's a distracting injury. The arm is a distracting injury where you don't even understand that back pain's there. You may not know about the muscle aches, the shooting or stabbing pains. You may not really even recognize the loss of flexibility and mobility until a few days afterwards. Then all of a sudden it comes, and as Gary was saying, now all of a sudden you've got to be watching for what's happening with respect to how far is it radiating into your body? Where is it going? Is it showing a problem of a potential disc herniation? Is it showing a problem of a potential a nerve injury? You've got to pay attention to that and understand that these problems may not surface until the distracting injury, the other injury you've got is addressed and resolved, or at least put to effect to a point where you're not feeling so much pain.
That's an excellent point, a distracting injury. And, Brad, you're right, but you got to focus in, which is what we do at Bell and Paul. You got to focus in on what kind of injury did you have to your back. What is it? I mean, if you're hurting down your legs and you got numbness or tingling or traveling or radiating pain, sometimes called radiculopathy, you've got pain down your legs, but you didn't injure your legs. What's hurting them? What makes your toes go numb? What makes your foot go numb? It's the nerves. In doctor talk, your discs are innervated, meaning nerves come out of your disc, go down your legs for your low back nerve distribution. And so if you injure the discs or your low back, it may be more than a muscle injury. And if you've got a nerve-related injury going down your legs, that's a different situation. But you need to know what the situation is. You need to know the medicine, you need to know the law, and you need to have a legal game plan that conforms to your accident, your injuries, which we preach all the time. And you can get a legal game plan at Bell and Pollock. All you have to do is call us at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. And Brad was right a minute ago. You might have a cord problem that needs to be determined. You might have a nerve problem, as we just discussed, that needs to be determined. Maybe it's bilaterally, meaning both sides, both legs, both feet. Maybe it's halfway down your leg to your knee on one side and all the way down on the other side. Maybe the left side doesn't hurt at all, but the right side's killing you. You have to know these things. And I'm telling you what, Brad, we've learned many times that a lot of these injuries don't show up on x-ray. They don't show up on MRI. Some of them are caused by facet joint injuries. Some of them are caused by disc injuries and the innervation of the discs and the nerves traveling down your legs. But you need to home in on it and figure it out.
Yeah, and the true test and the real way to find whether or not you've got an injury is the pain in your body and the lack of mobility and the lack of flexibility. If you can't do things that you did before the accident, if you're now living with pain you didn't have before the accident, before somebody crashes into you, you've got to start believing and understanding that you have an injury. We all have times in our lives where we do things and we get some pain. That's understandable, and the pain goes away. If you have pain, that's a sign that there's something wrong with your body. Something's happening. If that pain continues, and then it's coupled with radiating pain, and then it's coupled with lack of flexibility, lack of mobility, or lack of being able to do things, and needing to compensate your life for that pain, you've got an injury. And that injury can be simply an aggravation of the condition you had. It can be the condition. You had stenosis, you had degenerative disc disease. As we said, even from 5-10 years difference in age, your body has significant wear and tear, and your body is adjusted day in, day out to that until this crash. Now you've got to understand that you've got something different, and this is an injury you've got to address.
Right. You know, and Brad was talking about stenosis. You know, that usually happens in the neck, but it's also, it's the size of your canal compared to the size of your spinal cord, basically. Some people are congenitally born with more room, and so therefore the same impact wouldn't affect them the way it would affect you, maybe, if you have less room in your canal for your cord to go down. Complicated legal medical subject, and so we'll leave that for another day. But, Brad, we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we want to talk about the fact that they go after these pre-existing conditions. So we're going to talk about the example where you hurt your back before, maybe even treated for your back before this accident. You had a low back, but you didn't have any pain down your legs. You didn't have any radiating pain. You didn't have any numbness or tingling, and now you do. But they're going to say to you, You had a pre-existing back condition, so what's your problem? So we're going to cover that right after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We have over 30 years of experience each in helping people put their lives back together again. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We call it that for a reason. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason. We champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com for a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We are partners. We've been partners for over 30 years. We've been helping injured people put their lives back together again. Today, we're talking about back injuries, low back injuries. Okay, Brad, let's tell everybody about this pre-existing condition. You had a back injury or a back pain problem, maybe let's say for months or years before this accident. Now you've got another one, but this one has different symptoms. This one has symptoms going down your legs. How do you do that, and how do you approach it? Because it's very important.
It's an understanding that the pain is different or it's more severe. It's causing more problems. Once you start recognizing that, the pain is different. It's sharper. It's a different way. It feels different in your body. It's more severe, or it's longer. It's there throughout your entire time of awake and while you're sleeping. You can't sleep. It's the changes it's causing to your life, and it's a recognition this isn't the same pain. Like Gary said, it starts radiating. It starts going into other parts of your body. That's a sign that's telling you that this is a different pain than what you normally have, than what you had in prior injuries. And if you had a prior car crash and you were recovering from that, and now this pain makes it worse, you've got to recognize that and hold the person responsible that made it worse.
And you can't let these insurance companies just throw up a cloud of smoke, a cloud of dust, and say, we had a pre-existing back condition, you had a pre-existing injury, you treated for it for months or years. You can't win this claim. We're not going to pay you for this claim. And you say, wait a minute, these symptoms are different. And I never had radiating pain down my left leg. I never had numbness and tingling down my right leg. I never had my right foot where I couldn't feel it anymore. So what? You had a low back injury. You had a low back pain. You've been treating. We're not going to pay you. There's something you can do about this. Give us a call, 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We have a free initial consultation included with a free legal game plan matched to your injury, your medical condition, and your claim. We are your champions of the people, and we'll see you next week.